Finding out you're unexpectedly expecting means your life and your budget are about to change dramatically. There are a lifetime of financial and logistical challenges that come with adding a child to your life, but with some budgeting, you might be able to find you can afford and manage your surprise pregnancy. Joining us now from Calgary, Alberta, is Bridget Casey. She's the personal finance blogger behind Money After Graduation. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me.
I am hoping I hear a gorgeous squawk or gurgle from your daughter, who I understand is providing the silent role in our interview today.
For now, you might take back those wishes.
I will love it. I miss those gorgeous roly-roly days. I want to take us back to the time before she was this gorgeous bundle of joy. You found out you were unexpectedly expecting. What happened?
Well, it was a surprise to me. I had just like wrapped up my first year of self-employment, and I don't know, I peed on the stick and it turned pink right away, and I was suddenly expecting 9 months from then. As you may already know from like the articles and blog posts where I've shared it, I was quite shocked. I had been actively trying to prevent pregnancy, and it still happened, but we made it through, and here we are today.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Now, we're talking about this story in the context of personal finance and what one does. How did you begin to navigate what this was going to look like, given A, that it was a surprise, and B, as you said, you're self-employed? There is not the top-up and the maternity benefits and all those kinds of things that people who have a traditional job might expect.
Yeah, that was probably the scariest part. But how I first looked at it is there's essentially two components. There's pregnancy, and then there's your life with a baby and life with your child. So the good thing about an unexpected pregnancy is that you actually have some time to prepare before the child arrives. It's not like a medical emergency or another kind of emergency that happens instantly and you have to deal with it right away. I wouldn't have a baby for like 8 more months. I had lots of time to prepare my budget for that and also to prepare for my maternity leave.
What were some changes that you made right away?
Well, the easiest, or the ones that I had to make right away, were I cut my dining out and my wine budget to nothing. And then I also stopped buying any new clothes because I knew they wouldn't fit in a few months. And I just redirected all that money into a savings account. Like, I actually set one up in my bank account and I named it Baby Funds. And I just started contributing $50 every Monday to that account throughout my pregnancy. And anytime I needed to spend money on a baby expense, whether it was like baby clothes or a stroller, I always took it out of that account.
Now, a lot of people find that period to be quite an expensive one in the lead up to the baby, in part because there's practical things you need to buy, like you need at least a couple of onesies, but also because we can get sucked into all the things that we feel like we should have for our baby to be taken care of in those first weeks and months of life. How did you quell those desires if you felt them?
Well, I'm really lucky there's lots of babies in my family, so I really just spoke to my cousins and friends that have...
Yeah!
...right now. My cousins and friends that had little ones and asked them what was necessary and what were luxurious purchases. And also the other benefit was knowing so many people that had children is I got a lot of items secondhand. And I think some of the best advice I received while I was pregnant is not to buy too many of those things before the baby is born because they might not like them. Like, I was gifted a baby swing and my baby hated it. And those are like a godsend by most moms. They say, oh, it's the only thing that they'll sleep in. And my baby wouldn't sit still in it at all. So like, what some of the best pieces of advice would be to wait until your baby actually arrives. So if they don't like what you buy them, you can return it.
I completely concur. There's a lot of stuff out there that, like a microwavable, it was a warm guinea pig and you microwave the inside and laid it next to it. There's just all sorts of crazy things out there that people tell you that you need. I want to ask you about the choices that you made on maternity leave and how you thought that through. You did take some time, but you didn't take the 12 months that some people with a job take.
Yeah, I only took 3 months off, which most people would think is really, really short. But you have to remember that I work from home a lot, or I'm really in charge of my own schedule. So 3 months was the minimum I felt that I could take without letting my business die, while still being able to comfortably afford to spend the time I needed with my baby. And then when I did go back to work, I was able to start, like, I started so little. It was like 6 hours a week. I really went into the office two days a week for 3 hours at a time, and I just gradually increased it over time since then.
What do you think the advantages are of that gradual reentry versus a year off and then all of a sudden get dumped with a bucket of work on your return?
Yeah, I think the way I did it was actually wonderful, and I have quite a few friends now because my daughter's almost a year old, and all my mom friends are now preparing to go back to work. And they're going from nothing to 40 hours a week plus their commute. And plenty of them have a lot of anxiety, not only about the workload, but also about leaving their baby, finding a caregiver. And it was nice that I got all those things checked off and I got used to it. Like, I got used to leaving my baby for 3, 4, 6 hours, and I didn't have to go right into like 8 a day. And I think that really helped with the separation anxiety, and it was better for me and it was better for my daughter in that context.
You talked about the $50 a week going into the baby fund. How detailed a budgeter are you, and did you become following this unexpected news?
I track all my spending. So in retrospect, I'm really detailed, but I don't necessarily plan too much forward. Essentially, my rules for myself are I just allocate a certain amount of spending. If I don't have that money, then I can't buy whatever I wanted, which is why that baby fund works so well, because if I wanted an item that was like $150, I would actually have to wait 3 weeks for $150 to accumulate in that account before I could go get it. And that helped me like think about it, so I didn't make any impulse purchases. And it also ensured that I wasn't like buying too many things, because if there was no money in the account, I wouldn't go shopping.
So sounds like you seriously restricted your credit card use during this time.
Oh yeah.
Was it always this way, or was this new behavior for you? And I ask because one of the lessons that people can take away from your story is you are unexpectedly expecting, but people deal with unexpected expenses in lots of different areas of life. And I think there's something to glean from that regardless of the circumstances.
Sorry, she's just starting to.
I love it.
It really adds to the story. Like, it was not entirely new behavior, only because the year leading up to it was my first year of self-employment, and that was not a profitable, well, it was like profitable, but barely so for me. So I had already gotten used to living on less, and then I kind of just had to keep it going. But personally, it's been a huge, like, drastic lifestyle cut from the way I used to live before that. But at least I was somewhat prepared by being in the self-employed grind the year before.
Wow. Well, Bridget, I love hearing the gorgeous baby sounds, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share your story with us.
Yeah, of course.
Bridget Casey is the personal finance blogger behind Money After Graduation. She was joining us to talk about how to budget when you're unexpectedly expecting.